are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia, I'm horrified by what I'm watching with this Jerry Sandusky trial. What is a pedophile? What is a predatory pedophile? Is Jerry Sandusky gay? Okay, let's just hold the phone. Hold the phone. All right, this is going to be a very, very long couple weeks. Very long couple weeks. We're going to be hearing some testimony that is going to just rip our hearts out. I've been getting a lot of emails on this topic, and we've gone over the definitions of pedophile, and I hate defining pedophile and all that. I mean, every time there's a case like this in the news, we have to talk about it. And I guess, we just went through day two or day three of the testimony. We've heard a variety of things for those of you just to kind of get you up to speed. The first victim was, I believe, on the stand yesterday, giving very graphic testimony, basically saying, you know, he was treated more like a girlfriend, right, by Jerry Sandusky. And then you have Mike McQuarrie taking the stand, describing, and I really don't want to go into a lot of this testimony, you know, hearing skin on skin, and et cetera. All right, so this is going to be a very, very, very difficult case to listen to. Okay, and of course the defense, which we discussed a couple days ago, the defense is going to claim that Jerry Sandusky had histrionic personality disorder. And that is their defense, that Jerry Sandusky needed to be loved. You know, the psychology of a pedophile, you know, because I'm getting, you know, these email messages going, you know, he's gay, and, you know, okay, you know, I don't want a whole anti-gay movement because of this, all right? Pedophiles are pedophiles, all right? They will attack boys, they will attack girls, and they don't think they're attacking a lot of times. They think that it's okay to have sexual intercourse or some sort of touching with these kids, whether they're the opposite sex, whether they're the same sex, etc. All right? So, one, I don't want people comparing gay to pedophile, etc., okay? Completely separate things. Completely separate things. Okay? If Jerry Sandusky preferred boys, okay, he preferred boys. But I don't want the homosexual aspect of this clouding people, because the issue is, you know, he assaulted children, all right? These were kids. These were very vulnerable kids, and he used threats. Maybe not violent threats, but threats of them going back to a living situation that they don't want to go to. He used bribes, buying them, allegedly, golf clubs, etc. And so this is a psychosis. Somebody who's a pedophile has a true, honest, to God psychosis. There is something wrong with him. It is never, ever, ever okay to touch a child. And, you know, women have been pedophiles too. Okay? You know, it's not just a male thing. Okay? You know, women have, you know, assaulted kids. Now, you'll hear many of these stories where these moms have sex with their son's best friend. All right. I don't know if they think the friend is an adult or adult shape, is that a pedophile or whatever? I just think they're sick. Okay. I don't even want to name anyone or categorize anyone. I just think anybody that tries to have sex with somebody that's obviously a generation below is completely, well, I gotta be careful because you do have, right, you do have some very wealthy, millionaires, you know, dating 20-year-olds out there. Well, you get what I'm saying. I think an adult having sex with a child is just absolutely disgusting. Whether you call it pedophile, whether you call them messed up in the head, whether you call them a complete, you know, psychotic, predator, idiot, whatever you want to call them, it's wrong. Okay? And it's pretty frightening. But, you know, people are asking me, what was he thinking? You know, what, you know, some people, remember, when they assault, whether they're thinking they're assault or not, they need a weaker subject. And sometimes a child satisfies that for them. Okay? You know, when we discuss rape on the show, or when, you know, rape is discussed, you know, it's not an act of somebody being horny. It's an act of aggression. And they pick a weaker subject, whether it's male or female. Jerry Sandusky wasn't around girls. Maybe he would have. I don't know. Maybe there could be alleged cases. I don't know. But he was around boys. And that's the case that they're building. And he chose to have sexual acts with boys. Sodomize them, etc. Allegedly. And these boys were in a more vulnerable state. They were weaker. Jerry was a very, in the community at the time, a very prominent figure. People who might have thought there was something kooky brushed it off. And sometimes the powerful become more powerful. And this was an absolutely horrible case, absolutely frightening. And I, you know, and it's not the first time this has happened. I mean, there's cases occurring probably now as we speak. And we talked about this yesterday. Some of these children don't even realize they're being assaulted. You know, many of these adults talk them into it, right? They do. You know, there was a very, gosh, where did I learn of this? I wonder if it was in medical school or residency. But I guess centuries ago, how mothers would calm their babies down would be by stroking the genitals. Now, I remember we all vomited when we heard this, but you know, now we have cases of colic and we have, you know, the, you know, et cetera. But back then, how the moms addressed it, right, in certain civilizations is they would just, you know, calm them down that way. And that was considered okay. It wasn't considered sexual assault. We think it's weird. We cringe and we want to throw up. But, you know, some of these kids are talked into these things with some logic. Because remember, these pedophiles are pretty crafty. And it's just, it's horrifying. All right, don't go away. We've got more to talk about. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life.
Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's a lot of questions surrounding the Commerce Secretary, John Bryson, who was cited in a hit-and-run case in Southern California over the weekend. Did you guys hear about this? Where he was involved in a car accident, actually, you know, got out of the car, spoke to the people he hit, gets back in the car, hits him again as he leaves, gets involved in another accident, and they're saying he had a seizure. I'm going to be on John Phillips' show tomorrow on KABC discussing this case, and could it have been a seizure? Now, Bryson is 68 years old. From what we understand, a commerce official has said that he was given medication to treat the seizure. And, of course, that is, you know, there's some, that's traceable. You know, people can, you know, definitely see in the DEA databank or the pharmacy databank that, you know, he was prescribed something. But it's kind of interesting. I'm wondering if there was more to this than it being a seizure. They say right now the investigation is still in its preliminary stages. They said there were no signs that drug or alcohol played in the role of these crashes. He was hospitalized overnight for observation. From what we understand, first, he was behind the wheel of a Lexus, rear ends another vehicle that was waiting for a train to pass in San Gabriel, right, around 5 o'clock in the evening. I believe this was on Saturday, all right? Then he spoke with the three males in the other car, then allegedly drove away, hitting their Buick again in the process. Now, police say that Bryson asked the three men if they wanted to exchange information before getting back into his car, backing up, allegedly hitting them again, driving off, but then later was found alone and unconscious behind the wheel of the vehicle. right? So what is going on? Now, you know, some people are like, well, is it a stroke? Does he have a brain tumor? Well, I don't know, because if they let him out of the hospital, then my guess is probably not. I mean, if they thought this was a stroke, I doubt they would have let him out of the hospital the next day. But people are really kind of confused, going, wait a second. Okay, if you had a seizure, you know, how could you, you know, have a discussion with people, get out of the car? I mean, you can have multiple seizures in an episode of time. Many people that have a seizure don't realize they had it. And then they realize, oh, it must have been an accident. So you get out of the car and then you're a little off. Sometimes you do have an aura surrounding it and, you know, then you get back in the car, drive off. So, you know, they said he was acting funny. So absolutely, this could be a seizure. Could have been a mini stroke. Absolutely. But scary that, I mean, he could have killed somebody. Now, of course, if somebody does have a suspected seizure disorder, they get their license taken away. So I'm hoping he's not able to drive while they're figuring all this out. But yes, technically this can happen. You know, this could happen in a seizure patient. Now, we've talked about seizures and behind the wheel, and I think it happens a lot more often than we think, because we'll always hear of these accidents where they'll say, such and such fell asleep behind the wheel and died in the crash. And you're like, how many people are falling asleep behind the wheel? Now, yes, when I was doing my 36-hour shifts in training back-to-back, you'd start falling asleep at the stoplight. You can. You could absolutely fall asleep behind the wheel. It happens. But you wonder how many of those cases are seizures, right? Seizures are a little bit more difficult to pick up post-mortem. Stroke, you can. If somebody had a stroke, many times you can pick that up on a scan. But if somebody had a seizure, no. Because one way to test is we do an EEG, an electroencephalogram, put it on your head, and we test your brain activity. So if you've died in the accident, we can't look at your brain activity to see if you possibly had a seizure. So it's a lot more difficult to test in these people that have had accidents. But I'm thinking there's a lot of people that have seizure activity out there. Now, many times medications could cause seizures. We've seen these with diet pills and stimulants. Alcohol can cause seizures, alcohol withdrawal. Benzodiazepine withdrawal, sometimes not only taking a medication, but the lack of the medicine being in your system because you've been chronically on it can cause seizures. And it's scary stuff, people. I mean, if you suspect anybody in your family could be having seizures, they cannot drive. Do not let them drive. Now, when I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, there was this commercial of a little girl sitting there in class and the teacher calling her. And she was having an absence seizure. One of those seizures where her eyes are wide open. She's not having a grand mal where she's, you know, waving her arms and legs and having tonic-clonic type of movements with her arms or legs. She was just sitting there in this commercial. And the teacher's calling her, and she doesn't respond. And all of a sudden, you see her kind of wake up out of it. And they had this commercial in the 70s to kind of teach us how to be aware of and how to... I'm sorry. See, here I'm talking about seizures, and now I'm unable to speak. I should be tested. You know, how to detect if your child could be having a seizure disorder. And it was a pretty successful campaign. I mean, I remember as a child, you know, this commercial very well, the absence seizure that this little child was supposedly having, this little actress in the commercial. And so sometimes you can't tell. And one sign of an absence seizure is, you know, the child is looking dazed, it looks like they're staring, you know, off into space, right? And then all of a sudden they just wake up out of it and they don't realize, like, huh, what? You know, and some of you are thinking, well, my kids do that all the time. You know, they're spacing out in front of the television. Yeah, sometimes they are looking at the television, but they're really not watching the television. So, I mean, and now with all the bright lights, I get so nervous when I'm in movie theaters and you have these bright lights and these flashing lights and the electricity, et cetera, because sometimes that can induce a seizure in people. So I always kind of try and look around the movie theater to see if I see anybody seizing. I just do. I've been on plane rides where people will seize, you know, and they go, oh, we need a doctor here now. Usually when somebody seizes, you just want to make sure they're in an area where they don't hurt themselves. You make sure their airway's open and they're able to breathe. And, you know, you just kind of stay with them until it calms down. And usually they're embarrassed. They don't know what happened. And, you know, you kind of, you know, did they seize because they had a hypoglycemic attack? There's a variety of reasons for it. But in this particular case, you know, people are asking, really, really, was it a seizure? It really could have been. And he could have had multiple ones that day. Just thank God he didn't kill himself and he didn't kill others. But as far as I'm concerned, he shouldn't drive at all till they figure this out and he's being watched. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we were talking about in the earlier hour how diesel fumes have now been found to be as carcinogenic, right? Up there with asbestos, mustard gas, arsenic. The World Health Organization has now upped the category from a group 2A to a group 1 of diesel exhaust, saying there's compelling scientific evidence that diesel fumes could be linked to lung cancer and a positive association with increased risk of bladder cancer. Now, I know I got a lot of commercial drivers listening to the show right now. So we discussed how to avoid exposure to these diesel fumes if you can, the carbon monoxide, the carbon dioxide. And I know many of you are going, wait, Dahlia, this is news. All right. We've known that diesel exhaust and exhaust from cars cause issues, respiratory issues, shortened life. Well, of course, you know, I mean, but those studies were looking at densely populated areas. Right. I mean, now they're actually, you know, the World Health Organization, the WHO, says, nope, this is, you know, we see a direct link. And so try to avoid exposure. Make sure your rigs are very well maintained. And if you do get any wheezing or issues or exposure, you make sure you get seen and taken care of. Pretty important stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, many people are avoiding the tanning salons. Oh, by the way, the tanning salon that tanning mom frequented, I guess, is getting fined because they gave her too many tans. They said apparently there was supposed to be a limit. So now I guess they're going after the tanning salon. Remember that tanning mom? She looks orange. I got to find that story. But anyway, many women are opting for spray-on tans, even men. Didn't Mitt Romney have a spray-on tan? One time he looked kind of orange. I mean, he's a handsome guy, but I thought he was just a little too bronze. All right, but they say spray-on tans could be dangerous as well. This is according to Good Morning America. Six medical experts in the area of pulmonary toxicology and dermatology looked at dihydroxyacetone, DHA, which is the main chemical in the spray-on tan, and says it does have the potential to cause genetic alterations and DNA damage, hence can cause cancer as well. Now, DHA was approved for external use in the 70s, but the FDA told ABC News that DHA should not be inhaled or ingested, and its use has not been approved in tanning booths as an all-over spray. Now, remember, not only are you breathing this stuff in, when, you know, you spray, and yes, you could probably cover your eyes, nose, and mouth, but your skin has pores. Now, spray-on tan, even though it's been around for a while, it's only been really used to the extent that we see it used recently in the last decade. So we may not see the sequelae for another decade or so. I have never gotten a spray-on tan. I've been told to, all right, because I know I look whiter than white on television. And, in fact, they always have to adjust the lighting. Sometimes they just have to take the lighting completely out of the set because I'm so white. And it has been suggested that I do some sort of spray-on tan. But for the most part, this isn't news. Again, you're putting something on your body. It's getting absorbed. Of course, there's going to be consequences eventually. All right? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in so religiously. I really appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Like our fan page, because I could give you some real interesting news stories. You got to take a look at this bed. There's a bed called a smart bed that actually makes itself. Now, I haven't listened to the audio. It's just a video, and I put it on my Facebook fan page. But you see a girl. She gets into the bed. She kicks off the covers. She gets out of the bed, and it actually makes itself. I guess it grabs the sheet. I mean, it doesn't matter where the sheet randomly is. It grabs the sheet on both sides and draws it up. The pillows go up, and the sheet goes under the pillows. Pillows go down, and it's a nice made bed. That wouldn't work on my bed. Okay, my bed, I have to have three blankets. I don't have any sheets on my bed. I have to have three blankets. One has to be a very cool cloth. You know some of those inexpensive down comforters you could get? Down comforters are pretty expensive, so we try to get the cheaper ones at Target. But it's white, and it's very cool. I need that because my temperature changes at night. And then I have two other blankets for if I get cold, and those are the warmer blankets. So I go back and forth between my blankets back and forth at night. And so I have three different blankets. I would probably really mess this contraption up. I don't think the smart bed would know up versus down with me and the blankets and the pillows on the side. Also, it's very good to put a pillow in between your knees. When you sleep on your side, if you put a pillow in between your knees, it kind of keeps your axis straight of your body, right? And your axles are right, if, right? Okay? All right? You need to realign your axles. And I keep a pillow in between my knees, and it keeps my body aligned. So that happens. And sometimes the pillow I have to throw out the cats. You always need extra pillows to throw out the cats because these stupid cats want to wake you up at 3 in the morning because they want to eat. Or they want rubbed tummy. And they want their tummy rubbed. And they want their little paws rubbed. And they want mama kissies. And you're trying to sleep. So you take a pillow and you smash the pillow. I know. PETA's going to get mad at me. All right. PETA's going to get mad at me. I'm sorry. Okay. You give them a little tap. Right? And you scream, get off the bed. And you curse. Speaking of cursing, you guys heard about that Massachusetts town where you get fined $20 if you do public profanity? You heard about that? We talked about this in the first hour. Middleborough, Massachusetts. It's a small town of 20,000. And I guess at a town meeting Monday night, they voted 183-50 to approve a proposal that allows the police to fine you $20 per swearing, I believe, episode. I don't think it's per word. Because if that's the case, you're looking at multiple thousands of dollars, you know, per minute. And I guess the town is upset with these groups of teenagers and kids and adults that sit there and scream across the street to each other and curse. Some people think it's a violation of the First Amendment. I think it's absolutely stupid. I don't think you need to make a new law. If someone's disturbing the peace, right, disorderly conduct, you could address it that way. I really don't think you have to fine $20 per swear word. I think it's a little dumb. But, you know, they're all excited and they're in the news now and everybody seems to be happy. You know, when I was in school, I told you guys about this. Okay. One of my vices is I love to use swear words. I don't know why. I didn't smoke. I didn't drink. Right. I wasn't having sex as a teenager, but I definitely used, I had a trucker mouth. You know, my father did, my mother did. And so, of course, you know, I spoke that way in school. And so what we did is we devised a way to curse. That was very safe, we thought. All right, I think this was seventh grade. So let's say, oh, now this is very hard to do on air without getting in trouble. But let's say, okay, what is a very famous saying? Okay, all right, that kind of rhymes with Donald Duck. Okay, so let's say, all right, one of us would come up with a consonant sound. Okay, another one would come up with the other sound, and then another one would say you. So, well, and they would say really quickly, together, right? So it sounded like we were swearing at somebody. Now, of course, we get in trouble in the vice principal's office. And I'm like, what are you talking about? All I said was, f. I mean, I'm cleaning off my lips. F. I didn't curse. And the other one's like, well, all I said was you. You, okay, so of course, you know, but we had to have been younger, because that would have been pretty stupid and nerdy to do in the seventh grade. But anyway, that's what we did, and that's how we entertained ourselves. And we came up with a way. Now, would we be fined? Would we be fined $20 per consonant sound? Right? So, honestly, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. All right, what also doesn't make sense is we have here Saudi Arabia's Got Talent. You know, America's Got Talent and Britain's Got Talent. I guess there's a Saudi Arabia's Got Talent. But from what I understand, this is Baraya Da's Got Talent. Apparently, women can't be on the show, and there could be no singing or dancing. All right. Apparently, there is Arabs Got Talent already, which is a spinoff of Simon Cowell's, you know, popular show. You know, America's Got Talent and Britain's Got Talent. I don't know how America's Got Talent is going to be. Oh no. Okay, America's Got Talent doesn't have Simon Cowell now. Now it has Howard Stern, who I think is doing a pretty good job. I mean, he's really he's controlling himself. Yeah, and Howie Mandel and Sharon Osbourne, etc. Okay, X Factor is what I don't have high hopes for because I guess Britney Spears is going to be on there. All right, you're supposed to be judging singing and dancing, really, Britney Spears. Anyway, all right. So they say here that apparently, there's an 18-year-old Emirati singer, right, from United Arab Emirates, singer Shama Hamdan, who sparked outrage by appearing without a headscarf. Now she will not be able to audition, I guess, in the Saudi version. From what I understand, they are able to chant prayers, and they are able to recite poetry on the Saudi Arabia talent show. But Susan Boyle, somebody like Susan Boyle, probably wouldn't win. That's interesting. You know, you really take for granted what we have here in this beautiful country of ours. You know? I mean, if you look at that, right, women can't perform. What was it? Was it in Egypt over the weekend? There was a protest against a sexual assault and sexual harassment, and then the women get attacked by men. You know, we forget how safe we really are. You know, and when you pray tonight, just send a prayer to our troops and anybody that's ever fought for our freedom, because I am so grateful we live in this beautiful country of ours. It just scares me to see what happens in these other countries. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another thing that's kind of scary is this bacon sundae. Have you guys seen this bacon sundae that Burger King has? All right, apparently, I think it's being launched in the South. I think I need to find out where this is being launched, but I saw this online, and I think we talked about it. I guess it's a sundae with bacon bits, and then they put a nice juicy strip of bacon on the ice cream. I have never thought of mixing meat and ice cream to be a good idea. From what I understand, it's about 500 calories. It's vanilla soft serve with fudge, caramel, bacon crumbles, and a piece of bacon. Looks like it already started in Nashville, Tennessee, so it's already out there. Have any of you guys had one of them? 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to hear, does it taste good? I don't like bacon. I really don't. Right? And, you know, you wonder, what is going on? Aren't we supposed to be trying to go more healthy? I guess Burger King's summer menu includes a Memphis pulled pork barbecue sandwich, a Carolina barbecue whopper, or chicken sandwich, a Texas barbecue whopper, chicken sandwich, sweet potato fries, frozen lemonade. Oh, I love frozen lemonade. Oh, my gosh. I know the sugar, but I am in heaven with frozen lemonade, one of my favorite drinks. All right. Honestly, as a doctor, right, as your radio doc, I would probably say ixnay on the bacon's nay. But, you know, the only time I ever crave ice cream, I'm not a big ice cream eater because the cold bothers my teeth. I've never liked ice cream. I don't like food where you have to stop. Ice cream sometimes is too cold, so you have to slow down. Soup is too hot. Tea is too hot. Nuts and brownies. I don't want to stop. When I eat, I want to be able to eat, you know, without there being any paranoia that you're going to burn yourself or freeze yourself, etc. But I do have to admit, after I eat fish, I always want to have ice cream. I don't know why. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Now I want to sneeze. Is the sneeze going to come or is the sneeze not going to come? To sneeze or not to sneeze, that is the question. Thank you all for tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I remember having to memorize, to be or not to be, that is the question, whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the pain. And I remember my Shakespeare and my Romeo, O Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name, for that will not be besworn my love, and I shall no longer be a Capulet. Is that right? I remember my Shakespeare. It's funny because my older boy is about to, you know, read Shakespeare, and he doesn't like reading regular English books, right? This summer he has to read Lord of the Flies. Of course, my husband told him it was Lord of the Rings. I'm like, no, it's not Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Flies, that's a whole different story. Okay, you know, so, and then the, it's a great story. I'm glad he's, you know, reading the classics. You know, I never read Tom Sawyer in any of my training because I moved around so much. I went to 12 different schools, so I never got Tom Sawyer. But I got Lord of the Flies multiple times. I got Outsiders, I got Catcher on the Rye. John Steinbeck, a lot of those books. I loved that. East of Eden, great stuff. So it's good to see my kids read, but I know they're going to complain. Now, they don't like reading. They like math. I'm like that, too. Give me some algebra. I'm in heaven. Yeah, but, you know, make me read. Even though I think Shakespeare is great, I always need Cliff's Notes, you know, to interpret. All right, so let's see. Speaking of studies, you know, and reading and people being upset. People were really upset with this one. A study came out today saying that children of gay or lesbian parents may be more likely to have social and emotional problems. The study comes from Mark Regeneres, an associate professor of sociology at the University of Texas at Austin. He surveyed more than 15,000 Americans between the ages of 18 and 39, asking them questions about their upbringings, whether a parent had been in a same-sex relationship, whether they were not same-sex, heterosexual relationship, with a lesbian mother, with a same-sex male parent, I guess parenting household, and they identified 175 now adult children who said they were raised by a lesbian mother, along with 73 who said their father was in a same-sex relationship. And they said those whose mother had a same-sex relationship fared worse on 24 of the 40 tested outcomes. Meaning, did they have depression later? Did they have anxiety? Did they need social support, food stamps, etc.? All right. And then I believe with children of dads in the same-sex relationship, they said there were 19 outcomes in which they performed worse. All right. But they didn't have as many outcomes as kids born to a mom in a homosexual relationship. All right. So, of course, people are pretty upset with this study. All right. The Family Equality Council, Human Rights Campaign, Freedom to Marry, and the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation have a huge problem with this study, saying it's flawed, misleading, and scientifically unsound paper that seeks to disparage lesbian and gay parents. Personally, yes, I don't think this is the most scientific study. And you know how I feel about same-sex parents raising children. I have seen so many heterosexual couples, right, whether they're split or whether they're together, abuse these kids, ignore these kids, neglect these kids. As far as I'm concerned, whoever's going to show love to that kid, I don't care what their sexual orientation is. All right, I want that kid being brought up in a loving home. What we have found, if we want to talk about science, is children not being brought up in a loving home fare worse. All right, now can you have a lesbian couple that fight? Can you have a gay couple that fight? Can you have a heterosexual couple that fights? Absolutely. But I think the science is behind what is the mood and the momentum around the house. You know, if your kid was, you know, brought up, you know, in a house where you got beat, all right, you know, whether your dad was gay, straight, or whatnot, I mean, you're going to have some after effects with that. All right, and, you know, when these studies look at kids, you know, who were spanked, and now as adults, do they have depression and anxiety? You know, for every case you see where a child who was spanked, I mean, we're talking spanking. We're not talking physical abuse. I mean, we're talking, although some people think spanking is physical abuse, but back then we all were spanked. Spoons, paddles, belts, whipped with switches. I mean, we were just, that's just the way parents treat, you know. So when they say, yeah, this person has depression as an adult, you know, and he was spanked, whooped, you know, as a kid, you know, on the buttocks, and you know, you could always find a person who wasn't spanked, right, who had a household where, although I don't really know many of the households. I mean, most households at some point or another did it back then, decades ago. But, you know, there's somebody who said, no, I really don't remember that part. I just have depression and anxiety. So, you know, it's very, very difficult to come up with a very scientific study. You almost have to look at a group and watch them. When you go back retrospectively or observationally, I think there's a lot of room for error. And as far as I'm concerned, I have, in my years of training, seen so many kids who aren't loved, are neglected, are abused, that I am just for any couple. I do prefer couple, but I do understand that there's many homes where it is, you know, single mom, and I just want to know that that child is taken care of, loved, and, you know, having as, you know, normal a life as they can. Right. And it's very unfortunate for the child to be in any household where the parents are fighting, whether they're same sex or not same sex. So, yeah, I'm not a big fan of that study. Now, here's another study that, again, I'm a little confused about. They say you could really judge a person by their shoes. They did a study out of the University of Kansas, psychologists, and found that the style, value, color, and condition of the footwear can paint a picture of the owner's emotional, political, and vital personality traits. They say observers were shown a picture of a pair of shoes and guessed at 90% accuracy of the wearer's personal characteristics. Really? Really? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. By the way, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia for more of this fascinating, these fascinating studies that surface. They say 63 students looked at photographs showing 208 different pairs of shoes belonging to volunteers. Each of the volunteers filled out a personality questionnaire and was told to provide their most commonly worn shoes for the experiment. The observers were asked to look at each pair and guess the gender, the age, the social status of the owner. This included whether the owner was an extrovert, introvert, liberal-leaning, or conservative, their emotional stability, agreeableness, conscientiousness, and openness. They say shoes conveying a thin but useful slice of information about their wearers. Really? You want to know what my footwear is? Ever since I had plantar fasciitis, I wear those Skechers rocker bottom shoes. Now, I do not wear the rocker bottom shoes, those, what are those shoes claimed, and they've been sued or recalled, the Skechers shoes for, I guess, toning the thighs. No, no, no. I never thought that to be true, but I have to admit, I don't have my plantar fasciitis, which is that foot pain that you get first thing in the morning where you're limping for the first 10, 15 minutes of the day. I don't have that as severe as I did prior to wearing those shoes. So I wear black rocker bottom Skecher shoes. And I have less foot pain. They match my scrubs. And they're comfortable. Now, somebody would probably look at those and look kind of manly, right? It doesn't look like I have, exorbitant amount of income, right? But probably. I think they're conservative looking, I guess, right? Oh, you know why? What would be a non-conservative type footwear? Would it be flip-flops? But see, we all wear flip-flops. Oh, would it be Birkenstocks? See, I don't like these studies. I don't like these studies where they, harp on the stereotypes and they just perpetuate stereotypes. I think that's ridiculous. Now, what if somebody has an I Love Obama sticker on their shoe? That would probably signify they're liberal, huh? What about that? All right. So anyway, you can judge a man or a woman by their shoes. I disagree because I do have some girly, fancy schmancy shoes that are pretty. The only thing is I can't wear them long term because they hurt my feet. So what does it mean if the shoes are sitting next to me? Does it mean my feet hurt and swell and I'm middle-aged? Very good. All right, guys, we've got another hour coming up. If you could stay with us, please do. If not, please follow me on Twitter and Facebook. We'll be back for another hour. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Take me down to the little white church.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.